and welcome to another episode of Kristen's Corner. I'm State Senator Kristen Phillips Hill, and I am absolutely thrilled to be here today in Delta, Pennsylvania, with elders of the Rehoboth Welsh Chapel. And I want to thank Danielle Wells, as well as Karen Roberts Conley, for joining me today. And let's begin, if we could, ladies, by unraveling the founding of the Rehoboth Welsh Chapel and the significance of this church to the Welsh community here in Delta.
That's a big question. The congregation was founded in 1854, which brings us to our 170th anniversary this year, which we're delighted about. But it was originally, the people met in a little place called Stonetown, which was right near West Bangor, which is not too far from here. That's how they came over. And then they joined in to another church until they had enough means and money to get together and actually build Capel Mine. And that was a little brick church that was longer. Capel Mine was called the Narrow Church. And we actually have some furniture from it. And after they grew and grew with their families, they decided they had to get another building. And this is, we believe, the third building that was donated. The land was donated by the McCandless family. And they came after work and they built it themselves. Apparently they had plans at that time. You don't have that today, where men come from after work. And they will just continuously build sections of the chapel on today.
Well, we have a significant Welsh population here in southern York County. They came because of the slate quarries. They were quarrymen.
Yes.
And so talk a little bit about how the Welsh came here. We are a very unique church in that I believe this is the only Welsh-speaking church left in Pennsylvania, perhaps one of just a few in our entire nation. And like so many other places in York County, we have Glen Rock, where the English came to work in the mills, and they created caroling traditions that they brought with them from England. But these quarrymen who came to work in our slate quarries brought their families, and they sought to have their own faith traditions here in Pennsylvania.
Yes. Yes, that's true. A number of the quarrymen who arrived here were from a town called Corris in Wales, and that's at the southern part of what is now Snowdonia National Park. And in a trip to Wales several years ago, I discovered that there was a Rehoboth Welsh church in Corris. And my thought is that some of the folks that came from Corris took the name of their church, which was familiar, from their hometown in Wales. And that's how the name of the chapel came about.
Well, I can tell you that I have found in learning about this part of York County that there was a tremendous amount of resilience and determination of the Welsh community, and it was really inspirational. Can you shed some light on the architectural significance of Rehoboth Welsh Church? You know, I look around and I see these magnificent stained glass windows. I see one of the symbols of Wales, the daffodil, in all of the windows. They're so bright and so cheerful. So can you discuss more of that transition from the original chapel to this grander structure that we see here today?
The windows are actually of Victorian glass, and it was the cheapest glass that was put in until people would decide to memorialize family members that had passed on or whatever. And then they would take out this glass and would put in better glass. Unfortunately, that never happened. So we just kept the glass the way it is. Nobody memorialized anyone. It went from the late 1800s into the Art Deco stage also. And that you can see that up on around the archway. That's a different type of stenciling than what is along the borders. And it's Victorian along the borders, but we have pictures of a couple getting married, and that was stenciled there originally. So that's why we put it up. So the building has gone through many phases of time periods and artwork and who's going to decide what's going to go in there. We even, Barry and I, we are some of the cleaners of the church, and we found some receipts that say, undecorate the church. So they had them painted. Certain things were painted over. So it's actually preserved up above in the ceiling, but it was a time when they were not making their churches gaudy any longer. They wanted simplicity. They wanted to worship in a simple building.
Well, I think the chapel is absolutely beautiful.
It's beautiful.
And it is unique to Delta and really unique to Pennsylvania. And I think your dedication, you and your husband Barry's dedication to the chapel, is truly commendable. So thank you for this wonderful preservation. Now, you're going to help me with this. So from what I am understanding, the
Gamanfa Gani
is really the cornerstone of Welsh culture.
Yes.
And can you delve into and share with people who are listening the history of that and the significance within the Welsh community?
Karen, you'll have to help me out with this.
Well, I can say that in talking to people from Wales, the custom is dwindling over there, but flourishing here. And when conductors or choirs from Wales come over, they're always astounded that several hundred Americans and Canadians will get together and sing Welsh hymns in a Gamanfa Gani. So it's a custom that's unfortunately sort of disappearing over there.
So you have essentially preserved a unique tradition in a way that even Wales has not been able to preserve.
Right.
That's pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. You noted that you will be celebrating your 170th anniversary here at the Rehoboth Delta Chapel. Can you share some more details about any of the upcoming events, the spring
Gamanfa Gani?
Can you share more about how you'll be celebrating this really milestone achievement?
That's still in the process, but for the spring Gamanfa Gani, we're going to be having Todd Thomas come from Philadelphia, and he is a noted opera singer. Mm-hmm. He will fill this room with his voice. That was one thing we had planned. We've also gone through our vaults in the bank, and we have brought out different documents, actually some of them dating back to the 1800s, on the building of the church, things in the church, deeds, membership, transfers from other churches, and we're going to put that out on one Sunday, or we will have some sort of event to highlight that, the people, the community can come in, and a lot of them would like to see ancestors' names there, and their uncles and their great-uncles' names, and great-great, they get a real big, they enjoy doing that. So we can't wait to open that up to the community also.
Well, I am very much looking forward to firsthand witnessing the Gamanfa Gani. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Awesome.
Perfect.
Firsthand, being able to see all of this, it's absolutely fascinating. And thank you for being the guardians of that significant history. You really are the guardians of Rehoboth's legacy. And how do you ensure that this chapel remains a vibrant hub of Welsh culture and tradition in that modern era? Mm-hmm. Karen, you spoke about how Rehoboth has maintained that tradition in a way that even folks in Wales have not been able to maintain. Mm-hmm. How do you do that?
Well, Welsh people nationwide and in Canada are very proud of being Welsh. And we do keep in touch with them. They sponsor events throughout the year that we attend. There are Welsh societies nearby who support our events. Mm-hmm. And it's, Irish folks are proud and maintain their culture. And there's a group of Welsh people who are also interested in preserving their heritage.
The chapel has started the Preservation Partnership, the Rehoboth Welsh Church Preservation Partnership, where people that want to support the chapel, it doesn't have any affiliation, church affiliation, or requirements to be in a certain state, just in Pennsylvania, but they can either send in donations or they can help us maintain the Gamanfa going from year to year to year, using their talents with it, helping us to find Gamanfa directors and soloists and things of that nature. So we're reaching out to people who aren't really in Delta, but want to be part of this.
Mm-hmm. Wow, I think your dedication to preserving Welsh culture, I am truly inspired. And I'm really looking forward to witnessing the church's continued legacy, having it go on for years to come. I think we could probably continue talking all day about the significance of this day, the Gaman Fagani. Mm-hmm. But I am actually really excited to see it and hear it firsthand. I've heard rumors about the choir here, that they've had some national recognition, that they've interacted with some very famous people over the years. Do you want to share that?
I can share it, although I wasn't there.
Okay.
But the choir did perform at the wedding of Catherine Zeta-Jones.
So it's not just a rumor.
It is not a rumor.
It is,
I can confirm. I know people who were there, although I wasn't. But yeah, that was certainly a high point for them. And apparently it was Michael Douglas who searched for a Welsh choir as a surprise for Catherine on their wedding day. And I can't remember if it was the Welsh in New York City, maybe, who...
I thought it was in Washington, D.C.
Okay. So one of the
embassy.
Local societies said, well, instead of going all the way to
Wales and bring it over,
we've got a local choir. Mm-hmm. And that's how Rehoboth got the gig.
Very impressive. Very impressive. It's not every day that, you know, Hollywood movie stars reach out to a small chapel's choir to come and be the surprise entertainment. That's pretty awesome. Well, I want to thank you both, Danielle, Karen,
thank you.
For sharing your remarkable insights into this very unique and treasured Rehoboth Chapel here in Delta, Pennsylvania. And I would like to thank everyone again for joining us today on the program. Before we sign off, for our listeners, where can they go to find out more about the Rehoboth Welsh Chapel and this Big Spring Gaman Fagani, so that maybe folks who are listening will be interested in seeing this very unique tradition here in Delta, Pennsylvania? Where should they go?
We're on the internet.
The internet?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, the chapel
under Rehoboth
website.
Welsh Church or
right.
Rehoboth Welsh Church Preservation Partnership. You can find us there.
Well, you've heard it right there, folks. check it out. I will tell you, I checked it out. If you've ever been curious as to what the Welsh language sounds like, let me tell you, it is a very unique language. Not anything like Gaelic. I guess it's a Brittonic language.
It's along one of those lines.
Mm-hmm. But it is very unique and unusual, and you can hear the choir singing. I think you can find, you're also on YouTube, and you can listen in and hear just the beautiful singing. So with that, I just again want to say thank you both to you for sharing with all of our listeners this very unique Southern New York County, Delta, Pennsylvania treasure. And I want to thank everyone for tuning in. This is Kristen Phillips Hill, State Senator in the 28th Senatorial District. And if you have any questions about this program or you want to check out other episodes, please visit my website at senatorkristen.com.